I really suggest, I want you to challenge me or question about that, because we're looking at the people versus it paradigm. Yeah.
There's another comment on the systems, the information systems. I'd even argue or take exception with the financial systems, financial accounting systems being that hard and that objective. You look at a break-even analysis, and it's based on forecasted cost and forecasted sales. After that, it's pretty precise. I mean, still very subjective. Yet that's presented with the appearance of hard objectivity.
As the saying goes, July belongs to the operators, but December belongs to the accountants. Yeah, anyone who's studied financial accounting and understands its basic assumptive base, its philosophical underpinnings, knows that it's very subjective. And in the last analysis, all the data is subjective. You gather data from customers' opinions. It's their subjective opinion, see, that you're gathering from. The customer buys a product at this price because this price represents what the customer considers a value that's worth that price. That is subjective. But the whole concept of the research is that you gather enough subjective opinions so it's not anecdotal mother-in-law research, but thorough and complete, good sampling, see, so that you have a good scientific model there operating. You gather enough of subjective, now you've got something that can be depended upon, that is objective, and I totally agree. They both can have the same appearance of objectivity and precision, but in fact, at bottom, they are subjective. However, if you have enough of it, you can rely upon it, and you can consider it an objective. One of the problems, however, with stakeholder information systems is that very few organizations have done it carefully and systematically, and they haven't tied it into a problem-solving paradigm, which again, I suggest, it comes from a thing mentality. Here's the traditional problem-solving approach. Gather data, diagnose data, think through where you want to go, your objectives, evaluate alternatives that might reach those objectives, select one of them, set up a plan of action to implement it, study the results against the objective, which takes you back to gathering data, diagnosing data. Now that paradigm is deeply built into organizations. Everyone is used to it. In fact, it's the paradigm of all problem solving in all professions. Where are we? Where do we want to go? How are we going to get there? Did we get there? How do we know we're going to arrive? Did we arrive? If we didn't, where are we? Where do we want to go? See, it's just the... But now, study the use of stakeholder information systems. Gather data. All right? Occasionally, they'll go into diagnosing a little. Some will go a little further into action planning around it. But it's not built into the culture. Consequently, what happens when you gather data? You arouse expectations that people do matter, that their opinions are considered. Then when you don't complete the problem-solving process, your disillusionment sets in, you have cynicism, and you've set your operation back. So you can see that one paradigm fits into another. See, if you don't have a problem-solving paradigm, if you don't have an information system getting paradigm, if you don't have a communication paradigm, in a sense, we need to have some ecosystem that unifies all paradigms in a very, very simple way. I suggest the development of this corporate mission statement or this organizational or family corporate constitution represents such an opportunity. And that once that compass is deeply planted in the hearts and minds of people and in the culture, then it will do the work. And everyone will begin to operate out of that way of thinking. See, I've been into this for many years now, and my guess is that as we interact together, you'll notice that when you ask a question or make a point, I come totally out of that paradigm so that I will give an answer that attempts to reflect the total ecology. Even though I may not understand it perfectly or apply it perfectly, I am attempting to answer in terms of an ecosystem, an ecology, a total package. That's the power of this principle-centered leadership.